Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
Pride is the devil. Think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil. And left so many RIP. Pride is the devil. Think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil.
You look real stupid today, Moses. Let me tell you.
Terrified, paranoid. I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Paranoid, I put you over everything to fill the void. And when you're gone, will I have anything or will I be destroyed? Yeah. Bright lights pass me in the city, it's emergency. I'm thankful cause I made it past my 30s, no one murdered me. Still remember vividly the nigga that pulled a gun on me. I'm petrified but moving like I got no sense of urgency. Pride make a nigga act way harder than he really be. Pride hide the shame of city, cut off all utilities. Pride hide the pain of growing up in hell and poverty. Pride make a nigga feel the way that you and follow me. Make a nigga flash a thousand like he hit the lottery. Make a baby mama make shit harder than it gotta be. Make you have to take the bitch to court to see a prodigy. Make you have to use your last resort and pull a robbery. Pride be the reason for the family dichotomy. Got uncles and some aunties that's too proud to give apology. Slowly realizing what the root of all my problems be. It got me feeling different when somebody said they proud of me. Pride is the devil. I think it got a hold on me. Pride is the devil.
Get that stupid ass look off your fucking face, Moses. Please. Please. You look fucking silly. I see it all in your fucking face. It's cool, though. It's cool. You good over there, Dave? Shut up, Moses.
My chair.
Yo, this is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
Yep. We here. We back. Been a little while. Shit.
You still ain't got rhythm.
What happened?
I said you still ain't got rhythm. That's why I'm looking stupid.
What you mean?
Because I don't.
This is episode, man, fuck Moses. This is episode 118. I don't want to hear his bullshit because he's on some bullshit.
He dances the same way in every song.
Fuck cancer. We throwing that out there. Rest in peace, Marco. Rest in peace, OG. And here I am, COVID free. Thank God. Nigga caught the COVID, man. For real this time. The coronavirus.
Was you scared?
No.
Nah, come on.
I'm a real nigga. No.
You know, the niggas like beginning to hear, like, oh shit, I'm sick.
No.
Why?
Like, I was literally like chilling.
Okay.
Like, literally just chilling. Like, I got sick. I was sick for like a day, like a real sick though, like, you know, the chills and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Slept all day. I had that shit for like a day, but like as far as like mucus all in my fucking system and shit and clearing my throat, man, that shit been going on for like 2 weeks. I ain't even gonna lie. That's the only like trash shit about the shit.
So you drink a lot of ginger ale?
No, I was drinking a lot of tequila.
Oh, yeah, you was fucking yourself up.
Like a loser, right? So I was still drinking. I was still smoking. But you know, out of quarantine, I couldn't go nowhere. So I'm just stuck in the house chilling. My wife had it.
I can't get better, so I'm going to have a drink. What is going on with you? It's crazy.
What?
I can't get no pills. Just alcohol to do.
Nah.
Woo! Nah.
I was chilling. Like, and it was wild because, like I said, me and my wife had the COVID, but my kids didn't have it. Our kids didn't have the shit. So that was like the weirdest shit in the fucking world to me.
She was like, I'm going to fight you, COVID. Woo!
With tequila?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to sweat it out.
I was attacking
it's
the COVID.
It's coming up. You never get me.
I was attacking the COVID with the Casamigos. He was jumping that motherfucker.
Coming out both ways, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, honest, coming out both ways.
It was a lot of, oh, man. That was a lot of shitty days, too.
Yeah. You told it was best friends.
Yeah, that's a fact. So I don't wish the COVID on none of you guys. Nobody out there. This shit trash, too, because, like, my wife, she's fully vaccinated. So that's what I don't understand about why even get vaccinated.
They should tell you that.
Just to tell you that?
They tell you that, though.
But why? Like, I'm like this mandatory bullshit about being vaccinated, needing to get vaccinated. Come on, man. I'm not saying don't get vaccinated, but I'm just saying that mandatory is the problem with me. You shouldn't tell people to put something in their bodies if they don't want to. And it's wild up there, like in New York right now, because it's like, what, a lot of like health workers, teachers, and you know what I'm saying, like that. They firing them people right now if you ain't getting vaccinated.
That's why it's like messed up. I mean, they putting it in motion. Now it's like, it's real scary. It's like, what the fuck? Forcing me to do something I want to do?
Bless you.
Bless you, oh, man.
Like slavery. You all right over there? Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, man.
Oh, shit.
Fuck out of here with this shit, man. Get vaccinated, Dave. You going to get vaccinated, Moses?
Nah, cause you got to get a pre-test when you get vaccinated. I don't think I want that pretest. I'm not sure.
What do you mean pretest?
You got. I don't know. You got the yo. You go sign up there. They tell you
what?
And it's in the writing. You're not looking in the writing. You just sign it up. They can go get a shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, bro. I don't know. Fucked around and I missed the J. Cole show with Moray and 21 Savage in Greensboro. Thanks to COVID.
It's been nice.
Yeah. I ain't like to miss that. Also missed the fucking Ross, Jeezy, Gucci.
Okay, yeah.
Legend of the Streets tour.
What was it?
Greensboro. Right here in North Carolina. Missed that. That was a nice lineup right there. Fab, Lil' Kim.
Oh, Fab was in there? Kim was in there?
Yeah, that was a nice lineup, man. It's crazy because Boosie's a part of the tour, but he happened to have an incident down there in Atlanta on, like, the first stop.
Mm.
And they said a brawl broke out or something on stage.
Oh, what?
Yeah. You ain't hear about that?
Now, what happened? Somebody stole somebody's shoes?
I don't
I'm telling you, niggas still knock his niggas out of the shoes.
I don't know if somebody step on anybody's shoes. Tonight.
My shoes!
Yeah, don't step
Boosie on Boosie always got something going on.
He can't win, man. He can't win.
No, he just hang around real niggas. Stop fucking with him.
Yeah, so they had a brawl on stage during his set. They said he was on stage for maybe 2-3 minutes and then the shit happened.
Then he started fighting too, and he was like,
They tried to say that he was kind of involved, but I don't really know. Yeah, you know, I wasn't there. Some bullshit, though, because now they not letting him perform in the next shows. Like, they pretty, like, the promoters are trying to ban him off the tour.
He was like, beat that pussy. Yeah.
The nigga can't keep an Instagram. Like, man, let my nigga Bootsy breathe, man.
Like, Bootsy be putting some shit on him.
Like, let my nigga Bootsy breathe. Like, I don't understand. Then he got the movie out.
Yeah, I looked at some of it. But
so you seen the movie?
Some of it, yeah.
Would you see it on YouTube?
Yeah, because I had to ask you. Did you? Because you ain't buy it, bro.
No, it was like premiere on YouTube. Like, I don't
know. You ain't shit.
You gotta look it up now. It's not on YouTube no more. It was just on there for that period of time, so I didn't catch all of it.
You ain't shit. You supposed to go support. I think it's like $19.99. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna support it.
It's a good little movie. Man.
You watched the whole thing?
No.
You ain't see that shit, nigga. Huh? I'm lying, nigga.
It was.
It sounds like he fucking lying.
Because he was at the fair. He was like, I got you something.
What was he doing at the fair?
He got his girl something. Gave some earrings.
He made all the shots?
Huh?
He made all the shots?
Was he shooting ball? Yo. You know how Boozy be talking. I was like, this is some bullshit already.
I'ma support it. I don't know about you. You on some bullshit.
Huh?
I'ma support it.
Yeah, it's Boosie, man. I fuck with Boosie, man.
Fuck with Boosie too, man. Yeah. I just wish they stopped fucking with him.
I fuck with him cause his music. You just fuck with him cause he a killer.
Wait.
You just like to hang around killer.
I fucks with his music too.
Nah. What's the song? You don't know it.
Smoking on purple just to ease my mind. Come on, don't play with me, man.
You just remember that because the movie. You just remember that because the movie. Him and Webby.
Nah.
You don't even know Webby's home. Give me that. You don't even know.
Savage Life? What you want me to do out here, man? What you want me to do, bro?
Nah, I thought you was from New York. You just in here. I'm from New York now. You're in Savage Life? In the Bougie?
I love Webby.
In the Bougie, boo?
I follow Webby on Instagram. Man,
now you all South, all right.
I love my South
niggas,
man.
Nah, you
love
my saying
South
that.
Niggas. What
you
know what
I'm saying that, man?
Nah,
you like sour. You don't like them sour.
No, I love sour.
Yeah, I know.
I love sour.
Yeah. Yeah, they know. Huh? Shorty Love, they know.
Rest in peace, Shorty Love.
Dude. Rest in peace. I'm the man, and you know that.
Yeah, you know that. Oh, yo, let my nigga Boosie breathe, though. Savage Life out here, you know what I mean? Fuck Moses.
Nah, you didn't even watch the movie. I watched some of it. I still support.
I'm gonna watch it though. I'm gonna watch.
You're not
it
gonna
sure.
watch shit.
No, I promise I am.
Nah.
I should have watched it while I've been out on COVID, but instead I've been playing PS5.
It's $50.95. For
it's not that much. All right.
At
least I'm gonna support it.
Support. I'm not saying not support it. Don't be trying to put me as that label.
Nah, cause you don't support.
Huh?
You ain't supporting. You YouTubed it.
It was on YouTube. I didn't even know he had a movie.
Did you see the BMF? Started the BMF show?
No, I ain't seen it.
Oh, my God.
Talking about that life?
They were selling that shit.
Washing the money?
They ain't getting to that yet. Started off really good, though. I like the way it's starting off. Meech's son playing him. He's doing a good job to me.
I was about to say, how's he doing?
Hey, yeah, he's doing a dope job. I mean, I didn't know Big Meech personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But as far as like what you can see from acting.
Like, a little insight. I'm pretty sure it's not all the way accurate, but it can give you a little bit of insight.
Yeah.
On how he is.
And it started from the very beginning, all the way in Detroit.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So when they was actually hustling on the blocks, being the 50 boys, you know what I mean? It was selling $50 sacks.
Okay.
Jewelry was heavy back then, still. Mm-hmm. Had to have a European, a Benz, still.
Okay.
And Meech was fucking some dude's girl. You know how it go, man. You know how it go.
Yeah, you already said ain't gonna follow no bitch.
That's what he said. Mm-hmm. It is what he said. So hopefully y'all do go check it out since y'all haven't seen it yet. I want y'all to check it. Well, what you say, Dave? You say you gonna check it out, right?
No.
Word, I'm gonna check it out when I get a chance. I ain't too far behind yet.
Yeah, it's just about to start. I watched episode 2, so.
Okay.
And they already got renewed for season 2.
I wonder how many episodes is going to be each season.
Probably do like 10 or something.
I'm going to assume 10.
Yeah, they probably do like 10.
10.
I'm going to assume 10.
Yeah. Okay. I think I ain't trying to be funny. Like, shorter the better, I feel like, sometimes. You feel like that?
No. Well,
I like
because I know, like, sometimes you want to be long, but it might, I don't know.
I guess it just depends on how the storyline is going, too, though. Because, I mean,
they will prolong some, yeah, like.
This BMF shit is real shit, so, I mean, I want to see every, I ain't going to lie, I want to see every speck of it. But, you know, like, with that power shit, they could have, like, they could have shortened up some of that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit wasn't all the way, because it looked good, but you couldn't believe everything.
Who was the main character, Ghost?
I forgot my man's name.
Well, Power. Power's like everybody now, right?
Yeah, now, yeah. You got Tariq with his own spinoff. You got Raising Kanan now. They just finished that shit. I wasn't too fond of that one. I ain't even going to lie. It started off slow. Then it built up to me and got good. But then the finale to me was trash. But I'm sure they got a season 2 coming, so.
I'm not watching it. You, you see what you just said? Did you see what you just said? I got, it was good.
Yeah, I think Tommy got a show coming out.
His is coming too, yeah. Go ahead, Rosa.
You gonna watch it, Dave?
Dave ain't watching none of this shit. Fuck, I don't care. I don't want to hear
it. Dave probably watching.
He ain't watching none of this shit, man.
Maybe. But you know who ain't good. You know who ain't gonna watch it though, Dave?
If it look good, I might watch it.
You know who ain't gonna watch it? Me. I ain't watching shit. I watched the BMF though.
You're not gonna watch shit neither, Moses. You and Dave both full of shit. You ain't gonna.
I still gotta catch up on the Wu-Tang.
I gotta catch up on that too. That started off really good.
That shit right there was hard. I don't care.
That shit started off really good. And I ain't even go back to it. Yo, your mans, I seen your mans was found guilty.
Who?
R. Kelly.
Who's that?
Your mans.
The one that had somebody come from under bed getting fellatio? What he's doing?
If that's what.
How much time you think he gonna get?
I think he's screwed.
I don't know, man. 100 years, shit. Like, because doesn't he have like another case after this one?
I'm not sure.
I think he got another another case.
Not sure. He can make Trapped in the cell, like music like that. I have like music courses in jail, so I think he'd be good.
What?
Yeah, like music courses where you going, so.
Oh, they ain't nigga. Shut up.
Sure.
They giving this nigga 100 years, man. 102.
This nigga's nasty.
It took him a long time to do it. About 30 years.
They got his ass now, though. And they want to make a clear example out of this shit.
You can't even listen to the nigga music without feeling disgusted.
That's not true.
You listen to it?
No.
I haven't listened.
I know.
I gave him a chance after the second. When I seen him crying. My kids! You mess relationship. I just wanna.
My stupid ass.
It's other people doing stuff to me. Why my sweat?
My fucking stupid ass iPhone. Like, you know, when you start your car and it sets to the Bluetooth and shit. I listen to my music on Tidal and shit, but I still have Apple Music, but I don't like shit that has been downloaded that I purchased and fucking 12 players start playing or some shit and I be mad as shit. Like, yo, I don't even listen to this Apple shit. Like, why the fuck are you even playing this shit? Yeah, man.
It set you up.
Be setting me up.
People look at you. Nah, oh, it's in your earphones?
Nah, it's in the speakers in the car.
Okay.
How much time you getting, dude?
Don't hate on 12 play, nigga. You was playing
it. You still playing it, because if you said it was in your car with the speakers, you still played it. He was like, he's so nasty.
No, I cut it off.
Half on all I need.
Who was he talking to when he said that?
I don't know, and I don't want to know. I'm still fucked. Yeah, I'm still fucked up on down low. Though you cheating, you doing other shit on down low.
That's not a COVID cough either. Fuck y'all.
Okay, you didn't have to tell nobody. See, that's the thing. You make niggas nervous. Like, I'm not the police, but I'm just saying it's a lot of dope right here. How day?
Yeah, R. Kelly. There's a lot of songs we gonna miss from R. Kelly.
Dave, you ain't say how much time the nigga gonna get.
I don't know. They gonna throw the nigga under the jail. Like, what you want?
Under the jail with the rest of the freaks. You gonna label freak? You just labeled a freak.
Nasty fucking.
Yo, you labeled a freak, man. Damn, R. Kelly.
Yeah, R. Kelly is a wild boy.
God damn.
Cookies and cream on them hits you, man. What a girl wants, you did. B2K, I knew it. I knew that was you.
Now, what if he couldn't make those hits without being the man that he is? Would you accept him?
What do people do? But that's the thing. What do people separate?
No.
The artist. You're saying what people separate the artist? Like, they you like the artist, but don't.
You give rid like of all person. His music if he didn't do that.
A lot of sports people do a lot of crazy stuff.
You saying if he didn't do all
and
that
you
shit?
Still, and you still fuck with him for the team, right?
Yeah, this is, I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot.
So that's why I say,
a lot of football players that beat their wives.
Why don't people do it? Why would you think people still doing the music? We talking shit, but a lot of people, I don't give a fuck. I'm fuck with Eric Kelly.
There's a lot of motherfuckers.
Man, yeah, I'm bumping it right now.
So what's the question again, Dave?
I don't know.
All right, Kelly, I'm going down for a long time. He ain't getting out like Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby ain't off, nigga. He got another trial coming up.
Oh, he do? Sure. Yeah, he fucked up.
Damn, I ain't know that. Damn, yeah. They coming for Bill motherfucking ass, ain't they?
Got another trial coming up.
Damn, Bill.
They getting all his money, man.
He enjoying his freedom now, that's for sure.
He having parties.
Bill in his 70s, too, man. Think he is point. You think he had a
blind
point?
And shit.
Think he had a point where it's like, yo, I'm just ready to die. Like,
okay.
Let me just get this shit over with now.
He's
like,
probably drinking lean. I don't know. Popping them ecstasy pills. He don't give a fuck.
Nigga's not doing none of that.
He's
shut
popping
up,
them.
Moses. No, he's not.
He's popping them Ruthie. He's popping
ecstasy.
He's
popping Percocets if he's popping anything.
He's on
doctor popping. Prescribing them shits to him. Like a motherfucker popping, probably.
He's on that Molly.
He's not.
And he's popping Addies.
Yeah, that nigga wanted to go on the road and do some stand up and shit. That'd been interesting to see.
He did. This ain't gonna happen now.
No, oh, yeah. And then niggas ain't booking him. Fuck out of
there. Yeah, he was gonna talk shit.
I wanted to see it.
Yeah, he was gonna talk shit. Why he ain't do nothing?
I think he innocent.
Huh? You ain't even know it.
He ain't even do it,
huh? You know what I'm saying? Like, what you want from that, man? You ain't even know it, huh?
I
I put the drink on there. She didn't even know it. We took her home and enjoyed that. She didn't even know it.
Don't say it like that, bro.
That's good. He didn't know it. Bill, you nasty motherfucker. Yeah, these nasty niggas. I'm saying, do you want these artists to be freaky? They nasty.
Shut up.
Just shut up.
Nasty, huh? Who else nasty? Chris Brown probably nasty.
What? Chris Brown ain't got nothing to do with it.
He make nasty music. Drake make nasty music. He ain't locking people up.
Drake making them sign NDAs.
Sign this.
Shit just don't mean nothing, nigga.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe that. Thing.
See what goddamn the gang went through.
What you gonna take when a bitch ain't got nothing? Nothing.
Nothing. Well, a lot of them got it now, though.
The ass and titties back.
They don't get it until that trial is over. You can get the ass and
you can get the ass and titties back, guaranteed.
You can't take
my ass. It is a warranty. You pay for it. You can take
it. There's no repo on the ass and titties.
It is.
You said the ass and titties have warranty on them?
Mm-hmm.
You bought some ass and titties before?
No, I just seen it on the show. Mm-hmm. Dude was buying the girl titties and ass. So.
Would you buy your girl some titties and some ass if she asked for it? And you loved her?
Hmm?
Don't mean, nigga. You heard me.
Yeah, she got to sign the contract. She mine forever. Fuck is you talking
nigga,
about?
That's a marriage. Mm-hmm. The fuck no, is you talking about?
Do what she do. I'm still coming. Bang, bang, bang. I'm out. Maybe mad and say, what's going on? It's a contract. Shut up. I'm out.
Like, I don't think I'm paying for no shit like that.
Mm-hmm. You paying. It's yours.
Huh?
It's mine. I'm paying for it. It's my interest. Do like,
Because I feel like when they get older, that shit falls apart.
Do like my boy Quay.
And I don't want to be a part of that.
Take it back.
I don't want to be a part of that shit falling all apart when we get older and shit together.
Yeah,
no,
keep it up.
No.
Yeah, you might have to maintain that after a while.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta keep it up.
I'm not paying for that, man.
You gotta pay for it. That's what you want.
Well, Moses is paying for ass and titties out there. If you wanna, you know, get at Moses, ladies, you know what I mean?
Come to me you want to, tell him about your ass and titties. I'm gonna turn your ass around. I don't know what the fuck he talking about.
You gonna turn him around and say, oh yeah, I got it for that.
I'm gonna say, yeah. When that dirty one of fun that you gotta go through this paperwork. Make your ass work for it. Yeah, come through.
Really?
I'm seeing your ass right now. Broken.
Oh.
Broke down. I still ain't get it, girl.
Oh man. Yo, I'm mad I was wrong about that. I'm mad I was wrong about that Ja Rule and Fat Joe versus.
Wow.
I picked Fat Joe.
Huh? Fat Joe still came out hard.
He did.
Huh? Called him dusty bitches.
You just couldn't wait to talk about that. You wanted to say dusty bitches so bad.
Nah, no disrespect though. Them queens though.
He said that.
But I think it was just in the moment of the battle, man. Like, you don't understand. Like, it was disrespect. We apologize. So he got so straight. So that's what matters.
Yeah, them Ja Rule hits, they was hitting hard in the garden.
Telling you, Jabber has him is. I kept saying, like, it
them
don't matter.
Them shits was banging, man.
It don't matter. People love them hits. It was the hits.
I didn't think they was going to come out and bang the way they banged on me.
Nicely came out with Ashanti.
And she looks like she's not aging at all. Like she's getting better with time.
That was like, it was just beef. She brought out Nelly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
come give me a hug, girl.
Yeah. The same thing when Soulja Boy bought out goddamn Bow Wow. Didn't he have no song with him?
Oh, Romeo.
Yeah. Romeo, I'm sorry. He didn't have no song with him, so
What you thought about Remy doing Pun's verse?
That was hard. I fuck with that because
yeah, Remy killed that shit.
You know, Pun fuck with Remy, so
she was looking good too.
Yeah. Fat it's nice job. To her to come. I knew she was gonna come out though. Yeah, I was waiting on her. Like, so
that
was a factor in there.
I just needed Joe Crack. I thought he was gonna come out harder than what he did, but like y'all said, them Ja Rule bangers, them shits was banging.
I'm thinking Fat Joe had a lot of other hits, but I just feel like out of respect, he just didn't want to put some it's of those
hits out. Yeah, it's hard for anybody to stand in front of the fucking you know what I'm saying? Ja Rule's hits. So.
It was a battle, but it was just like a friendly battle because they fought each other. I feel like it would have went another way if he battled somebody else. He was talking a lot of songs you would have brung out, but he had a lot of hits. Fat Joe had a lot of hits.
He was talking a lot of shit. He had to change clothes. I didn't like that part. I ain't gonna lie. What you gonna change clothes for, nigga?
I mean, I mean, Fat Joe's like we getting money.
I
like,
need some water real quick.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, some water real quick. It's cool. I'm not mad at breaking, nigga.
No, no. You know what I'm saying? Mad at the break. I'm not mad at him changing.
Fuck all that.
That's what they do. It was a good ass show though.
It's a big nigga. I'm going to sit down for a second. Fuck you.
He been sweating and shit. He got to change clothes, nigga. Mm-hmm. Lights hitting him and shit. You go up there, you be changing clothes too.
I wouldn't have been up there with a jacket on, first of all.
You would have been up there with something like pink, a pink shirt or something hot bright so the lights won't make you sweat. What'd you focus on?
Nah, like I said, I would have never been up there with a jacket on at all. Definitely a short sleeve shirt, cause I could tell when they be performing and
like,
shit.
I'm telling you, they cooking. To tell.
They cooking up there.
But like, I don't know.
I think the next one's gonna be like an old school battle or some shit. One of them old niggas, two of them old niggas.
You think so?
Yeah.
KRS-One and Big Daddy Kane.
Something like that.
But see, you never know. It might have been cold out there, so.
They out here putting all this guess who the next two gonna be. I'm still waiting on the Nori and the Beanie Siegel though.
That's what I thought was gonna be coming soon. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, niggas gotta be hyped for that. Niggas, it don't seem like niggas is hyped for that. So.
You ain't hyped. Yeah,
but I want to see it. I'm just saying.
I
want
to see it. Ain't gonna lie. Do you want to see it?
Yes.
It's not a big thing. Everybody doesn't want to see that though.
And you still got
they got to right? build that shit up.
You say you got Benny?
Yeah, I got Siegel.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Nori. I said got Nori. Siegel. You said Benny, right? Dave? Mm-hmm. You say you got Benny?
I don't know. I ain't thought about it.
I'm going Nori, man. And I fuck with
Benny. I probably need to go shit. With Nori, too, Siegel.
No, what I was going to say, I need to go with Benny, but I know Nori got that in the bag, man.
Yeah, I know, but I know Siegel joins the bag, baby. He's going to be hitting.
He talking shit, too? Mm-hmm. What did you think? Hold on.
It'll be very entertaining.
What did you think about the shit with Puff Daddy and Jermaine Dupri?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Jermaine Dupri was outside the garden, said, y'all want to see you in the verses. And Puff said, nah, you ain't got enough hits.
You know what I'm saying? Then he started playing the songs. I felt like he chunked them. Mm. I felt like he chunked them.
How do you feel about that? Do Jermaine Dupri got enough hits to go against Puff?
Of course. It'll be a good little battle. I think,
I think it'd be a decent battle. It just depends on where
you
got to
understand, like he
where they have it at.
He has a lot of artists because it's basically producer, right?
Yeah.
So it's gonna be, you know what I'm saying? We already know Diddy got some hits. He got some hits, so it'd be interesting what hits they play. That's the thing. Diddy was already chopping them up, though.
Those Biggie joints, man.
Diddy was already chopping them up. I was like, yo.
Them Biggie joints is going to hit me different.
I was like, what's wrong with Diddy?
But that Confessions album is going to hit me different, too. Like,
I was like, yo. I was like, what's wrong with Diddy? Is he drunk? He's wilding.
Nah, Diddy was hype.
He was hype.
It just depends on where they have it at. That's all. Depends on where they have it. If they have it in New York... Jermaine ain't never went in New York.
They have it in Atlanta. Signing papers.
Diddy gonna have a hard time in Atlanta.
Why?
He's gonna have a hard time.
You don't think because, some people in Atlanta come out?
Because what's the, he's gonna bring the city out. That's that his is city. True. He's gonna bring the city out. So he's gonna have a hard time.
Damn, you feel like they gotta find another ground.
Yeah, you can't have it on either or if you're gonna do that to keep it even. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they can't do it in Atlanta.
LA. Jermaine Miami. Might have
everybody
issue
doing it in the garden though, right now, right?
Well, that's because of the New York artists. Yeah, that's
New York. Okay.
You know what I mean? The New York artists are gonna be in the garden, but this is Atlanta, New York. I don't know
how they gonna do that.
Is 20 joints enough? Maybe, they need to do more.
They could probably do 30.
30, right? Mm-hmm. 15 a piece? I mean, 30 a piece?
But do you think they're going to bring anybody out?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, if you're that's doing gonna, 30, you got to oh, bring people.
Man, that's what I'm thinking about, too.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm thinking about,
too. That's a concert. It's going to end up turning to a concert. Like a big concert if you're doing that.
That's going to be a huge budget. But hey, Trilla got it.
Might not even be no... Win.
It's gonna be Ciroc everywhere. Good-ass.
Oh yeah, it's definitely gonna be Ciroc everywhere. Yeah,
of course.
It's gonna be a new flavor. You're gonna have a new flavor for your ass. Yeah, for that
gonna,
one.
They're gonna come out with a versus flavor.
A versus flavor. Oh man, 30 joints apiece, Jermaine the pre puff. I would have puff in that. I ain't gonna lie, man. That's just me though. I would have puff.
Puff going, a lot of hits, bro. We done heard a lot of shit from both of these people. So, I'm just saying. But it'd be good.
Jermaine Dupri better not play no Bow Wow shit.
Why?
I guess Puff.
Can't play that.
You won't
play
no Bow Wow?
Against Puff?
Not
against
you won't Puff. Listen to Bow Wow?
Man,
not why? Against
just
Puff.
So he could, just so he can play Juicy to smack that shit out of here? Like, I don't, like, what are you talking about, man? Like, come on, man.
I'm like, but you forget Bow Wow was in a lot of remixes and shit.
I don't care.
He's saying Bow Wow's fucking his, like, any of his album shit. That's not going to work against Puff.
Not like the album, but like I'm talking about like features.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if it's
of
a
course,
feature.
That's what I'm saying. Not the album stuff. It's gonna, and if he do is, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. That's the thing, like, is Jermaine and P don't care. He'll feel like that's a hit. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I don't give a fuck what he feel like. That ain't. It's not going to work. You can't play Bow Wow against. You can't play Bow Wow against Puff, nigga. That's crazy.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
That's never a point in my book. I don't give a fuck what you play.
Is he gonna play Black Round?
I don't know. He can.
He can play Woe.
Depends on where he can.
Listen, man. That's what I'm saying. It needs to be. That's why Puff was like, "Yo, I want Dr. Dre."
Do what?
Dre ain't coming out.
Oh, man. Dre is not. Nah, I don't.
But that's what Puff was saying though. He said if he do a versus, he want Dr. Dre.
He can't get Dre.
What you mean he can't get Dre? You can't get Dre to come.
Not yeah.
Right.
Snoop said it. You know what I'm saying? You heard what Snoop said, and I agree with Snoop. It's just. It's not that he wouldn't do it. It's just not his thing. You got to have control with everything. You know what I'm saying? Some people just like that. I don't blame him.
You see Dr.
Like,
Dre?
Kanye, he's not going to do that.
He should.
He's not going to do that.
He should. You see they got Dr. Dre, Eminem, Kendrick Lamar, all performing at the halftime show, Super Bowl. 2022.
That's going to be hard.
Yeah, I think all y'all niggas I was hating on Jay. Need to show them some respect right now.
They ain't going to do that, Dave.
If they like it, it's not crazy. Gonna do that, it's crazy.
They still don't
niggas
have no respect for Hov.
18. Hard on Jay.
I don't get it, bro.
We got the bottom of that fly. That should say Roc Nation, nigga.
All day. What are they talking about?
Let him keep doing what he's doing, bro.
I don't understand it.
I ain't heard nobody mention anything good. Or apologize about what the fuck they said.
Mary J. Blige on it.
Just think that man be spitting on tracks, giving you jewels. You don't understand it.
That's a huge concert for the Super Bowl.
It's a nice look.
On hip hop too.
It's a nice look
for the culture. Yeah.
Why not? I mean, hip hop is in everything. Like, I don't see nothing without hip hop in it no more. Even with cartoons and anything.
Yeah, hip hop is in everything. Yeah.
Word. You know, little, you know, cartoons rapping. You know, like, what the crap?
And you know what? It's dope that hip hop isn't everything. From when you hear some of the older people that come from hip hop from the very beginning, well, they used to say that, yo, people used to say that hip hop wasn't going to be shit. You know what I mean?
It was like rock and roll takeover, but you don't hear too much rock and roll. And if you do, we hear with a hip hop beat. It's crazy.
Rock and roll, they still making their money, though. It's one thing about
of course, them, but man. I'm just saying, like, you know, back in the day, we watched, like, cartoon shit. It was everything. Yeah, rock and roll, country and shit. Yeah. Like,
hip-hop is pop culture now.
Now it's just straight-up hip-hop. Even commercials is straight hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all heard a new Meek album?
Nah.
Expensive Pain?
I think I heard like one track.
How was it?
I can't even remember. So,
I gave it 2 spins.
The nice?
I don't like it.
Wow. Me be coming out with some ill shit lately. So,
nah, I don't know. I don't think I like his flow anymore.
Why? Cause he not yelling?
Nah, he yelling. Nigga definitely yelling.
He's yelling in this one.
He just talk about the same shit. He rich. I get it now. I ain't mad at it. It's just not for me no more.
What? Just see, that's what I'm saying.
You know how I am, bro.
You want him to just talk about being rich and still trapping and shit?
Nah, just the same shit. It's the same repetitive shit, just said kind of differently, but not really.
There you go with the, like, the Jeezy the shit. Same you doing him just like the flow. Jeezy.
Oh, yeah.
Don't call it Snoo, man. Yeah. If you ain't sure, it's Snoo.
I'm going to give it a couple of more spins. I'm going to give it a couple
of more. Tired of you, Snowman. You're not shilling snow on the track. I don't want to listen. I don't want to listen about you. Shilling dope, flipping it up, breaking it up.
Not what I said, nigga. That's not what I said. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to revisit it. About 2 more spins. Nah, I don't know. We'll see.
You're not.
I am.
No, you're not.
I am.
You will listen to A Boogie the Hoodie.
Yeah, A before. Boogie ain't came out with shit lately. Yo, A Boogie, you better come on. What's up, bro? I'm waiting on you, bro.
I know you're waiting. Fuck? I know you're waiting.
What we doing, man? Dirt just been on fire. He just on every fucking thing. Him and Lil Baby. So, yeah, I don't know. See what Meek talking about again, but he ain't talking about nothing to me no more.
It's because you've been listening to Dirk and all them Chicago boys. So now you, what's that gun? Gang. Yeah, how you want to gang and shoot? You don't care nothing about nothing.
I heard he trying to get off MMG though.
He trying to make his own label or something?
He trying to get off the label. I don't know if he trying to make his own label.
Okay. I mean,
I'm sure he got his own label.
I know Ross is damn sure promoting his ass like he's still on MMG. So,
well, yeah, because he making money off.
Yeah, man. I know that. I'm just saying.
You hear any MMG drops on the album? Bingy.
Damn.
And I didn't even hear the album.
Right. Nah, real shit. I ain't now that I think about it. Nope. No.
Not even
a Ross verse.
Nope.
Actually, I don't even think not even an MMG.
That's what I say. You ain't hear no drop.
Nobody.
No drop, period.
Wale Nobody's on the album. Hold on, let me go back and look at this track list real quick. I didn't even catch that one, Dave. See, that's why you the fucking man sometimes, Dave. You know what I mean? You know when
I mean, that's just what I heard, but I believe it, though. Yeah, I believe it. I think if you don't
hear
no,
it, and I ain't even really seen him talk about, you know, right, what I'm, I ain't seen Rick Ross talk about me. He was always
seen them niggas together
artists
or nothing.
But I thought they was been separated, honestly. Mm.
Yeah, ain't nobody. Yeah, man.
I thought, honestly, I really thought Meek was on his own strip.
Moneybagg, yo, ASAP Ferg, Kehlani.
What's his shit, DreamWorks?
I wonder how Dream Chasers.
Yeah, Dream Chasers, okay.
Dream Chasers, yeah.
Dream Chasers,
bro. Dream Chasers, yeah. Yeah, okay.
Maybad Music Group, though.
But I thought that's still, like, his, though. Because you can still be, like, what I want to say, like Lil Wayne was doing with Cash Money.
Well, I guess him and Ross could figure that out eventually.
He just probably got to fulfill his contract. I don't know how many albums he got left.
He probably got. It might be done already. Honestly.
Yeah, he's been talking a little spicy.
Right. Yeah. Sound like he got a ways to go.
Yeah, he probably got number three or something like that.
Oh man, that would be fucking crazy. Another three more albums.
That's not bad, nigga. You can pump them shits out nowadays.
Oh, but you know, I think the standards lately have been like 7 albums. Depending on who you fuck it with out here.
I thought you had 7 by now. Mm. How many albums he got?
Yeah. No, my brother.
I'm not about to pull it up right now. Unless you want to pull it up. You got a smartphone, dummy.
I don't feel like putting that up. Exactly. My search.
You don't put Meek Mill in my search.
Yeah, I look like nigga.
You don't want Meek Mill in your cookies?
Oh, my damn search. How many albums did Meek Mill? Look at that shit. No, I fuck me though.
You're stupid. I seen
his cousin can freestyle.
They said there's a TikTok challenge out there where they say the students gonna smack the teachers.
What?
Yeah. New TikTok challenge out there where they are current encouraging the students to smack teachers.
Oh, wow.
Tell you out there, leave it alone.
Please.
Don't smack nobody.
You have a conversation with your son? Yeah.
He's not smacking no fucking teacher.
Never know. You didn't think he was doing what he was doing before.
He's not what smacking no fucking about? Teacher.
Yeah, he just smacking something else, huh?
No. Surprise my nigga
fuck.
Doing.
Yeah, no.
My little one's doing some wild shit.
Right.
Oh, what's your son doing?
I ain't saying shit.
Please tell us.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you don't never want to talk about your kids. You always want to put my kids on blast. It's crazy, Moses.
Nah.
It's crazy. Yo, parenting 101 sometimes, man. Help me out here, man. Jesus.
You do. You slap him back in the head.
But nah, they're saying that they're encouraging students to smack their teachers. I don't know why.
That's crazy right now.
It's some real teachers out here.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's a lot of problems, though, man. That's a lot of problems.
Yeah.
But some parents is not going to give a fuck. Don't touch my kids.
Teachers got husbands out here. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a lot of fighting. Everybody going to get involved, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Both sides.
Don't do that. Don't be stupid.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah. Don't start now. It's gonna be bigger than what you're doing.
The last challenge was somewhere in North Carolina. I seen where they was going to the bathroom and tearing the bathroom up, like ripping the toilet seats and the fucking sinks and the toilet paper holders and everything all through the bathrooms.
Yeah, TikTok is the devil, man.
You think so, Dave?
Clout.
The devil. Yeah, a lot of clout bullshit on there, right?
A lot of people trying to. Get you to do crazy shit. Yeah,
kids, just go get your education. Take your ass home, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
The other shit to do on TikTok. What the fuck is going on?
And then
on
you
TikTok?
On camera vandalizing fucking property. All right, cool. What are we doing right here?
Cameras everywhere.
You stupid. I'm posting it underneath your name. Like, come on. What are we doing?
Yeah, it's cool. No, it's not.
No.
It's not fucking cool.
You get surprised when you get caught. What?
I didn't know.
Right, nigga, you stupid.
This is the last one I'm going to say. This one happened right here in North Carolina. Actually, right here in Fayetteville. School shooting at a football game. After the football game, shooting occurs. Two teens get shot. Dude brags about it, boasts about it on social media, and that's how they caught him.
This is crazy. Like, good for him, stupid. Bro?
What are we doing, man?
What's really going on? That shit's not even.
Teenagers. He's a ninth grader.
Oh, wow.
Shot two other teenagers at a football game.
Well, that's crazy, man.
I don't even know what it is. This is probably, I guess, after the football game. Yeah.
Yeah, it was when the game, after the game happened or whatever. So it's wild out here, man. I don't know what's going on with these teenagers.
It's crazy. It used to be police deep. Not like deep, but just spread it out. Making sure everybody getting their car.
I don't mean shit. Listen. People
no, I'm just saying, like, back then, I don't know how to do it
now. How can the police determine when somebody's going to pull out a gun and shoot? They don't know. Until that shit ring off.
What I'm saying, we used to let out the games. They'd be posted up in different spots. I'm not just saying like one policeman. It probably just one policeman there. Like, what? I understand that.
These teams just
fires up in this car too. Nothing. I ain't gonna go. You know what I'm saying? Not thinking nothing gonna happen. And that shit popped off.
These teens is wild, man. I'm scared. I ain't gonna lie. My son Gary turned 13 this year. It's rough.
It's getting crazy.
Yeah. Don't know what he's really influenced by with his little friends out here. Try to talk to him as much as I can, but there's only so much you can do. But try to stay in your kids' heads, see what's going on with them, converse with them, because it's real out here. For real. They're out here finding guns, using them. It's like they're not scared to squeeze. It's like Call of Duty in real life to them. Shit is fucked up out here, yo. This is Dirty Water Podcast, man. I mean, I don't know, you know. That's all I got. I ain't got shit. I'm out of here, man.
Yeah.
Trying to stay COVID-free out this motherfucker.
That's it.
Keep my fucking mask on.
Everybody get healthy. Get your mind right.
I'm not getting vaccinated, but I don't know.
Don't be out there fucking tricking me. Think your ass sick, fucking with other people. I feel kind of bad. I don't feel right. Because you ain't ate, motherfucker. What the fuck? I'm drinking.
I'm trying not to get vaccinated. I want to go to New York next year. But
you're going to have to get vaccinated.
Everything is like you have to be vaccinated. So
yeah, you ain't
you
going
ready?
To New York without so getting vaccinated.
Like yeah, not, you ready like to get I'm vaccinated?
Because I'm not gonna, if I can't test. Run around the city the way I want to run around the city, you know what
good.
I mean?
Just get the test and they'll give you a shot.
No. Cool.
I don't get trust that it. Shot.
I don't trust
then you
it.
Can be able to put magnets on your arm.
I don't magnets. I don't want none of that shit. Episode 118. Check us out on Twitter, Dirty_Water_NC. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. Our Instagram is Dirty Water_Podcast. My Instagram is Dirty Water Lex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
We getting out of here. Fuck with us.
Bird.
It's 2-6 and
bird.
Word.
The bird.
Can you please give me a dirty water that Jesus walked on?